Good morning, we're continuing Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Tzayin. We're starting the Simon Beis. We're talking about the Malacha Berur, and we said that the one Tanai of the Malacha Berur is the person who takes the Eichel from the Psolus, and the Chayadim discussed the case, will it be a case where there's more Psolus than Eichel, more Eichel than Psolus, etc. But Kishachim Merubah the Psolus, however, that's clear in the case with the Eichel is Merubah. We said it's much to take the Eichel from the Psolus, because that's not their prayer. Mutar liver b'yadim in ha'echol, masharutz alechol b'oisa suda, o'samach l'suda. So, in that situation, a person can take the eichol from the psalus. B'yadim, he has to take it by hand, as opposed to with a kli, which is what the chayadim is going to explain further in this paragraph. But it has to be samach, it has to be lechol b'oisa suda, o'samach l'suda. So, the heter is that he can prepare for the meal. So the heter of derech brera, excuse me, the heter of derech achila, which allows him to be brera for achila purposes, is extended. That not only is he allowed to do it mamash at the moment of achila, as he's eating, he's choosing. So a person has on his plate some chicken, and he has also some bones. So he picks up the chicken and puts it in his mouth. He's being brera the oichol from the psalus for immediate use. That's mamash immediate use. But what if the person wants to do a maisa breira for the meal, and it's time for the meal, or he's ready in the meal, but he wants to do breira at the beginning of the meal for something which will be served at the end of the meal? So you can't say it's derech achila. The person sitting on his plate, he's picking up the bat from the group, sticking in his mouth, that's derech achila. The person is preparing for the meal, it's not for the last course. At the beginning of the meal, it's not going to be eaten until 2 hours from now. The heter is it's mutter, since it's all for the immediate meal, which is time adjacent to, that's called part of the derech achila, the one that has the heter. So how do we define time adjacent? He says the language of the chayalim is b'oisa suda o'samach l'suda. Either he's ready in the meal and he's being burr for something in the meal, albeit it's something which is going to be consumed later in the meal. Even samach l'suda, you have not started the meal yet, but you're preparing for the meal, that's also going to be mutter. So the way the Mishnah Berurah clarifies the case was the person is preparing samach l'suda and then going straight into the suda. There's nothing else planned to be happening between. So when we get to Shabbos morning and she wants to treat her husband as he's coming home from shul, she says, you know what, I'll do all the preparations for the meal now, then I'll go out to greet my husband. So you can't say that situation, that the actions of bravery she's doing then are part of the meal because it's interrupted with her going out and doing something else. She's specifically getting these things done so she could go and do another activity. It's not part of the meal yet. It has to be that there's nothing else on the agenda but the meal. She's there immediately prior to the meal. And so how long? So we take the time it takes to prepare, whatever it's to prepare for the meal, and that's the amount of time. So if right now it's a small meal and it'll take 20 minutes to put it together, separate out the knives and the forks and the spoons from washing them the previous night, putting them in the place, correct place, setting the napkins and all of those different things, and starting the meal. All of that is called samach l'suda. But let's say if it takes 20 minutes of prep time and the woman starts half an hour beforehand, it's not samach l'suda yet. Let's say it's a very large meal. It's going to take more than a half an hour prep time. So all that goes into the heter of samach l'suda. The kim dein der breira liver ha'echol kim shemaruba el hepa. So the wise mutter because it's not der breira like you said referring to an olive, because why would you take the good from the bad when there's so much more good than bad? It's an extra tircha. And el hepa, the opposite. This is the opposite of der breira. He's not using a kli, which is a kli which is made for the purposes of breira. L'chein mutter, that's going to be mutter. So now the chayim introduces some of the lachas of kli. So there are two different types of kelim. The kelim which are made for the purpose of breira, sifters, sieves, those type of things. And then there's kelim which you can improvise with them and make them into kelim which can be used for the purpose of breira. but they're not intrinsically made for that purpose. A person could take a funnel, the Morris is an example of a funnel, and if you take the funnel and you move it around in a circular motion, quickly it creates a centrifugal force. You put a case where the oichel is, let's say, beans or something of that sort, and the pseudolus is the shaft which comes with it. Put it in and shake it around. The kernels, which tend to be heavier, fall out the bottom of the funnel, and the shaft stays on top. So it's a great act of improvising to approximate a sieve which could do that. So, but it's not made for that purpose. Funnels are made for pouring liquid through them. So that's a case which is not made for that purpose. It's still going to be also made rabbanan, but not made raisa. Have a good day.